The Mormon Channel presents the 182nd Annual General Conference highlights of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Thomas S. Monson.
I can assure you that those men and women who will address you have sought heaven's help and direction as they have prepared their messages. They've been inspired concerning that which they will share with us. Our Heavenly Father is mindful of each of us and our needs.
President Boyd K. Packer.
Husband and wife should understand that their first calling, from which they will never be released, is to one another and then to their children. One of the great discoveries of parenthood is that we learn far more about what really matters from our children than ever we did from our parent. We come to recognize the truth in Isaiah's prophecy that a little child shall lead them.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
Today, the most visible strength of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the unselfish service and sacrifice of its members. Prior to the dedication of one of our temples, a Christian minister asked President Gordon B. Hinckley why it did not contain any representation of the cross, the most common symbol of the Christian faith. President Hinckley replied that the symbols of our Christian faith are the lives of our people. Truly, our lives of service and sacrifice are the most appropriate expressions of our commitment to serve the Master and our fellow men.
President Henry B. Eyring.
We have the gospel of Jesus Christ to shape and guide our lives if we choose it, and with prophets revealing to us our place in the plan of salvation, we can live with perfect hope and a feeling of peace. We never need feel that we are alone or unloved in the Lord's service, because we never are. We can feel the love of God. The Savior has promised angels on our left and on our right to bear us up, and He always keeps His word.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
I testify of the renewing power of God's love and the miracle of His grace. His concern is for the faith at which you finally arrive, not the hour of the day in which you got there. So if you've made covenants, keep them. If you haven't made them, make them. If you've made them and broken them, repent and repair them. It is never too late, so long as the master of the vineyard says there is time.
Elder Robert D. Hales.
As our spiritual desires increase, we become spiritually reliant. How then do we help others, ourselves and our families, increase our desires to follow the Savior and live His gospel? How do we strengthen our desires to repent, become worthy, and endure to the end? How do we help our youth and young adults let these desires work in them until they are converted and become true saints through the atonement of Christ? We become converted and spiritually self-reliant as we prayerfully live our covenants through worthily partaking of the sacrament, being worthy of the temple recommend, and sacrificing to serve others.
Elder Quentin L. Cook.
We acknowledge that there are members who are less interested and less faithful to some of the Savior's teachings. Our desire is for these members to awaken fully to faith and increase their activity and commitment. God loves all His children. He wants all of them to return to Him. He desires everyone to be in tune with the sacred music of faith. The Savior's atonement is a gift for everyone.
Elder Richard G. Scott.
Our Heavenly Father did not put us on earth to fail, but to succeed gloriously. It may seem paradoxical, but that is why recognizing answers to prayer can sometimes be very difficult. Sometimes we unwisely try to face life by depending on our own experience and capacity. It is much wiser for us to seek through prayer and divine inspiration to know what to do. Our obedience assures that when required, we can qualify for divine power to accomplish an inspired objective.
Elder David A. Bednar.
Receiving the authority of the priesthood by the laying on of hands is an important beginning, but it is not enough. Ordination confers authority, but righteousness is required to act with power. As we strive to lift souls, to teach and testify, to bless and counsel, and to advance the work of salvation. In this momentous season of the earth's history, you and I, as bearers of the priesthood, need to be righteous men and effective instruments in the hands of God. We need to rise up as men of God.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
When the Lord advises us to continue in patience until we are perfected, He is acknowledging that it takes time and perseverance. Understanding the why of the gospel and the why of priesthood will help us to see the divine purpose of all of this. It will give us motivation and strength to do the right things, even when they are hard. Staying focused on the basic principles of gospel living will bless us with clarity, wisdom, and direction.
President Henry B. Eyring.
Melchizedek priesthood holders who are fathers in sealed families have been taught what they must do. There is nothing that has come or will come into your family as important as the sealing blessings. There is nothing more important than honoring the marriage and family covenants you have made or will make in the temples of God. The way to do that is clear. The Holy Spirit of promise, through our obedience and sacrifice, must seal our temple covenants in order to be realized in the world to come.
President Thomas S. Monson.
Miracles are everywhere to be found. When the priesthood is understood, its power is honored and used properly, and faith is exerted. When faith replaces doubt, when selfless service eliminates selfish striving, the power of God brings to pass His purposes. There are feet to steady, hands to grasp, minds to encourage, hearts to inspire, and souls to save. The blessings of eternity await you. Yours is the privilege to be not spectators, but participants on the stage of priesthood service.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
The pure love of Christ can remove the scales of resentment and wrath from our eyes, allowing us to see others the way our Heavenly Father sees us, as flawed and imperfect mortals who have potential and worth far beyond our capacity to imagine. Because God loves us so much, we too must love and forgive each other.
Elder Russell M. Nelson.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but we are not. Each day, ours is the challenge to access the power of the atonement so that we can truly change, become more Christ-like, and qualify for the gift of exaltation and live eternally with God, Jesus Christ, and our families. For these powers, privileges, and gospel gifts, thanks be to God.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson.
I appeal to all who will hear or read this message to seek through prayer and study of the Scriptures that same witness of the divine character, the atonement, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Accept his doctrine by repenting, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then throughout your life following the laws and covenants of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
President Thomas S. Monson.
It is the celestial glory which we seek. It is in the presence of God we desire to dwell. It is a forever family in which we want membership. Such blessings are earned through a lifetime of striving, seeking, repenting, and finally succeeding. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where do we go after this life? No longer need these universal questions remain unanswered. From the very depths of my soul, and in all humility, I testify that those things of which I've spoken are true.
Elder L. Tom Perry.
We can be delivered from the ways of evil and wickedness by turning to the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. The Savior is the great deliverer, for he delivers us from death and from sin. I declare that Jesus is the Christ, and we can draw close to him by reading the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ. The first testaments of our Savior are in the Old and New Testament, or the Bible.
Elder M. Russell Ballard.
As you seek to live the gospel and doctrine of Christ, the Holy Ghost will guide you and your family. You will have a spiritual GPS to tell you always where you are and where you are going. I bear witness that the resurrected Redeemer of mankind loves all of us, and he has promised if we will follow him, he will lead us safely back into the presence of our Heavenly Father.
Elder Neil L. Anderson.
Wherever you now find yourself on the road to discipleship, you are on the right road, the road toward eternal life. Together, we can lift and strengthen one another in the great and important days ahead. Whatever the difficulties confronting us, the weaknesses confining us, or the impossibilities surrounding us, let us have faith in the Son of God who declared, "All things are possible to him that believeth."
President Thomas S. Monson.
How blessed we are, my brothers and sisters, to have the restored gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives and in our hearts. It provides answers to life's greatest questions. It provides meaning and purpose and hope to our lives.
You've been listening to the 182nd Annual General Conference highlights of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on the Mormon Channel.